The Dakota Promise, the needs-based scholarship program, was the top priority of the South Dakota Board of Regents for this legislative session. The measure was killed on the House floor yesterday, having failed to receive the required two-thirds approval needed. It had earlier passed the Senate 35-0. The Dakota Promise would have provided scholarships for Pell-eligible low-income students who currently fall through the scholarship cracks. Representative Tim Reed of Brookings among those speaking in favor.
We are losing students to outside this state. There are several states around us that offer this level of scholarship, the Pell Grant, if you're Pell Grant eligible. And so that money that comes, that federal money comes in, can help us build a workforce.
Representative Tom Pischke of Del Rapids spoke against the bill.
We're starting going down the path of socialism, where we are going to have taxpayer-funded scholarships paying for college education.
Skylar Borglum of Rapid City is a co-sponsor of the bill.
We are not socializing the entire state. This is for a group of students who simply have not had the benefits that many of us in this room have had. They did not start at the same start line that many of us are starting at.
District 7's other representative, Doug Post, voted against the Dakota Promise. The vote 37-28 with 5 excused. 47 votes were needed for passage.